Chapter 6. In the very early hours of the morning, while the two elder Baudelaire struggled to find their footing as they climbed up the vertical flame diversion, and I sincerely hope that you did not read the description of that journey, the youngest Baudelaire found herself struggling with a different sort of footing altogether. Sunny had not enjoyed the long, cold night on Mount Fraught. If you have ever slept in a covered casserole dish on the highest peak of a mountain range, then you know that it is an uncomfortable place to lay one's head, even if you find a dish towel inside it that can serve as a blanket. All night long, the chilly mountain winds blew through the tiny holes inside the top of the cover, making it so cold inside the dish that Sunny's enormous teeth chattered all night, giving her tiny cuts on her lips and making such a loud noise that it was impossible to sleep. Finally, when the first rays of the morning sun shone through the holes and made it warm enough to doze, Count Olaf left his tent and kicked open the cover of the dish to begin ordering Sunny around.
"Wake up, you dentist's nightmare!" he cried.
Sunny opened one exhausted eye and found herself staring at the villain's footing, particularly the tattoo on Olaf's left ankle, a sight that was enough to make her wish her eyes were still closed. Tattooed on Olaf's ankle was the image of an eye, and it seemed to Sunny that this eye had been watching the Baudelaires throughout all of their troubles, from the day on Briny Beach when they learned of the terrible fire that destroyed their home. Time after time, Count Olaf had tried to hide this eye so the authorities would not recognize him, so the children were always uncovering it behind his ridiculous disguises, and the Baudelaires had begun seeing the eye in other places, such as at the office of an evil hypnotist, on the side of a carnival tent, on Esme Squalor's purse, and on a necklace owned by a mysterious fortune-teller. It was almost as if this eye had replaced the eyes of her parents. But instead of keeping watch over the children and making sure that they were safe from harm, this eye merely gave them a blank stare, as if it did not care about the children's troubles or could do nothing about them. If you looked very closely, you could find the letters VFD half hidden in the eye, and this reminded Sunny of all the sinister secrets that surrounded the three siblings and how far they were from understanding the web of mystery in which they found themselves. But it is hard to think about mysteries and secrets first thing in the morning, particularly if someone is yelling at you, and Sunny turned her attention to what her captor was saying.
"You'll be doing all the cooking and cleaning for us, orphan,"
Count Olaf said,
"and you could start by making us breakfast. We have a big day ahead of us, and a good breakfast will give me and my troop the energy we need to perform unspeakable crimes."
"Plackner?"
Sunny asked, which meant, how am I supposed to cook breakfast on the top of a freezing mountain? But Count Olaf just gave her a nasty smile.
"Too bad your brain isn't as big as your teeth, you little monkey," he said. "You're talking nonsense as usual."
Sunny sighed, frustrated that there was no one on top of the Mortmain Mountains who understood what she was trying to say.
"Translow,"
she said, which meant, just because you don't understand something doesn't mean that it's nonsense.
"There you go, babbling again,"
Olaf said, and tossed Sunny the car keys.
"Get the groceries out of the trunk of the car and get to work."
Sunny suddenly thought of something that might cheer her up a little bit.
"Sneaky talk,"
she said, which was her way of saying, "Of course, because you don't understand me, I can say anything I want to you and you'll have no idea what I'm talking about."
"I'm getting quite tired of your ridiculous speech impediment,"
Count Olaf said.
"Bramble,"
Sunny said, which meant, in my opinion, you desperately need a bath and your clothing is a shambles.
Be quiet this instant,
Olaf ordered.
Bishini,
Sanny said, which meant something along the lines of, you're an evil man with no concern whatsoever for other people.
Shut up,
Count Olaf roared.
Shut up and get cooking.